You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Friday, commentator Gary Borders sets the scene for us of a cold and wet winter drive through rural East Texas and a memory-filled side trip to his childhood Boy Scout camp.
It's a gray day in Gary, Texas, no relation, and throughout the Pine Curtain, the rain is falling in sheets at times. I'm traveling slick farm roads across bridges over swollen creeks, relying on my phone's GPS to find the home of a couple I'm to interview. They live a few miles from this tiny town, population 311. My store-bought GPS, nicknamed Gretel because she leaves electronic breadcrumbs for me to follow, denies Gary's existence for unknown reasons. Luckily, the app on my phone provides the route. I remember roughly how to get to Gary, but not to where this couple lives. This is the type of January day that once was typical in East Texas. Cold, raining, wind blowing, everything the same color of gunmetal gray. But the drought of the past few years sent these days receding in our collective memories. Maybe they're making a comeback. One holds hope. I consider it a lovely day for a country drive on unfamiliar roads, windshield wipers keeping rhythm with the radio, tires hugging the asphalt, me keeping the car 5 miles an hour below the speed limit, and giving the index finger wave from the steering wheel to each driver I encounter. That's what you do in the country to say howdy to strangers encountered on the road. After the interview, I head to Camp Pirtle, the Boy Scout camp located about 5 miles away on the shores of Lake Merval. I knew it'd likely be closed, but wanted to get a gander from the gate. The last time I went through that gate was more than 40 years ago. I was a member of Troop 201 in Longview, Texas. My grandfather, Carl Borders, was camp director. I found the entrance easily enough, marked by a wooden sign with a rock foundation. Driving past the entrance, there are 12 wooden red arrows pointing skyward in a line along the shoulder, with the scout laws printed upon each of them. I murmur the laws to myself as I drive slowly past. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. You could do worse than follow the scout laws. The gate into the campground was locked as expected. Past that gate, I spent several idyllic summers. 1 week I'd stay in a tent with my fellow scouts in Troop 201. Under the sharp eye of legendary scoutmaster V.G. Rollins, I chopped wood, laced lanyards, completed a 1 mile swim in the weedy waters of Lake Merval, shivered while listening to ghost stories told at night around campfires. Then on another night, I stayed with my grandfather in his lakeside cabin, rode with him in the 40s-era Willis Jeep as he made the rounds, and slept on the couch under air conditioning. I admit I preferred the latter Pirtle experience. No sense lying about it. I was never much for roughing it. No, I was more of a day hiker kind of guy who prefers bedding down under the AC at night instead of tossing and turning on the ground in a sleeping bag fighting off mosquitoes in a smelly tent. As I drove through Pirtle's parking lot to circle back and head home, the rain again whipping through the pine trees, I could hear my late grandfather's voice and belly laugh. He loved Boy Scouts, a career he came to late in his working life, after selling insurance and working as a police officer. He wore the scout uniform proudly, and I must say it fit him well, even into his 70s. I begin the drive home, rain still lashing the windshield. It's been a fine day for a winter drive.
Gary Borders is an East Texas writer. You can find his work at garyborders.com and send him an email at borders@redriverradio.org.